Blog Talk Radio.
Is going to be on here and it's going to be live, and they're going to do it like they know what they're doing. I'm telling you, this is adult radio, so if you don't want to be on here, then you can come on now.
And this is Word Sexy Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper. We do it. We always do it like this every Monday, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, and we do it the way we know. So, what I'm going to do right now, we got a lot of people that's going to be on the show tonight, and they're going to be doing it in two part segments because it's a 2-hour show, like always. But let me see, I got a couple of members that's not listed, and one of these I'm hoping is my co-host. So I'm going to try one of these first ones here and see who this is, unlisted number one. State your name and who are you calling from?
Damn, you must be good, man. It's me.
I must be, because I picked you right out, huh? What's going on, boy?
Man, I can't complain.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you right now, you better complain because you got C Inc. on here tonight. We got all of them. They're all coming on. We got Gene Holloway. We got TJ Haynes. We got J.A. Gardner, Jazz Singleton, L.M. Blakely, Cynthia Hook, Michelle Doring,
We got Linda Watson, and of course, you know, we got TJ, my girl. Damn, I can't even say her name.
She's going to kill you.
She's going to kill me. You know, it's going to be hot.
Yeah.
You know that.
You're going to die with a smile, but you're going to die nonetheless.
That's okay. But you know, we're going to have fun anyway. So before we get into it, because I'm going to pull them all in a few minutes, and they can just talk how they want to. Because, I mean, I know she said the first segment this way and the second that way, but guess what? We don't give a damn. We're just going to do this shit. All right, so now, first of all, we're going to put a little admin notes out. We see that there's a new erotic anthology out there that I'm part of called Erotic Moments, Love, Lust, and Desire. So if you get a chance to pick that up, go ahead and pick that up. It's out there on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and all the places you can get books, as well as I know you guys are doing some thing with this Mood Ring. Talk a little bit about that real quick, and then we're going to get into the interviews.
Well, Mood Ring, the premise of the book is we get a bunch of different authors together, and everybody picks a color. Ultimately, the color is a symbolism, interpretation of what the person is feeling. So every story that we're going to do is not only based on the color, but the author's interpretation of what that color represents erotically. So, like, there may be some anger in there. There may be some royalty. There may be some jealousy. So depending on the color that they get or the color that they choose is the story that they'll write.
Right. Well, that's good. That's good. That's good. You know, we're going to definitely talk more about that later on. We got time in the show, so we're going to, you know, kind of promote that, because that sounds like a damn good idea what you got going there. Definitely want to be part of that. I wish I could have, but you said that I would be. So, but what we're going to do right now is this. I'm going to open the mics up to everybody, because I don't know who's who. So I'm just going to just try to get everybody on here, and let's see what we can do here, because, you know, this is going to be a live show. When we get a chance to have a publishing company actually come on with all their authors, we do it. So that's how it goes. So I'm just going to open all the mics up, and I'm going to speak, and if the leader is there, TL, then you can go ahead and say your thing. So how's Fee Inc. Authors today?
Everyone's doing fine. How are you doing, baby?
First of all, I want to apologize to you, sweetheart, because I couldn't get you out. You got me so hot, I couldn't say your goddamn name, baby.
Hey, I make the strongest men stutter, so don't worry about it.
You ain't lying. You got me fucked up, but that's okay. Now, go on and introduce your authors, because they all on here. I don't know who's who. I see numbers, and I'm not putting them out, so you're going to have to do that.
Okay, you
might have to do a roll call.
I do know that we have T.J. Haynes, which... He is probably the biggest pimp ever. I mean, he is our guy in the midst of this. He has been holding it down as Testosterone and Fee Inc. He actually has his own month, which is this month, the Men of Fee Inc. month. So he's holding
shit.
It down. We call
I'm
him
trying.
Big pimping.
Oh, damn, boy.
I'm trying.
Hey, what's going on, man? We didn't talk to you.
Hey, what's
How
up, man?
Doing?
How you been?
I'm doing all right, man. It's all right. It's good to have y'all on the show, man. Definitely.
Good to be back.
Okay,
well, you
I also
know
want to let
big
everybody
big
know we got the. Oh, yeah, I know he's big pimping. But
you
I just want everybody to know
we also
Facebook?
Got Facebook? Y'all know he's
oh,
big
damn.
Pimping.
Oh, damn. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look,
yeah,
I'm trying to follow Red lead.
Well, I'll be trying, bro, but I don't know. I think you got me beat. But we do have the chat room open out here, too, so if anybody's interested, you know, you can get on the chat. And also, if you want to call in, the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio. Go ahead and continue there, TJ, LTL,
okay.
Or whoever.
I'm trying to think who else is on the line, because I kind of told everybody to get on. I do know that my other cohort in Killing Partner, Gene Holloway, is online.
Yes, I am.
Yes,
there
and this
is,
has been a
busy
bee.
What's going on, lady? How are you this evening?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
We're doing fine. I'm doing just fine. Glad to have you on the show.
Yeah, I'm glad that you have all of us on the show with you.
Well, you know, we always like to have y'all because y'all always come real with it. You know, we like real people. Y'all talk shit and we like that, so that's why we want y'all to come on.
That's more TL's department, but okay.
Okay.
What are the area codes, and I can call them out from there.
Is it okay? I can say them. You got a 678. You got 203. You got 347. You got a 219, a 513, and a 832. And then there's one other one that's they don't want me to know who they are.
Oh Lord.
They got that one
know.
Silent. They got
just bring
them
on.
Two. That's Houston.
That's me.
Okay.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I tell you what,
Because my people, they have a character all on their own. They don't need an introduction. I did have to introduce my Mr. Big Pimpin' because he's been holding it down for the men in Fee Inc. So,
just have everybody just do a roll call. Just say,
Perfect.
Okay. So, go ahead.
Roll call.
Well, I've already been introduced. You know, I already feel special, so.
Okay, Pimpin. What other ladies? We know Jean is here, and who else is here?
J.A. is here.
Hey, J.A.
Gardner.
There you go.
Hey, New York.
Okay. Who else?
Linda Watson is here.
Hey, Linda.
Oh, yeah. All right, Miss Watson. You're here. We got you. Who else is here? I can say area codes, and you can mention. Okay, who's 203?
That's me.
Okay, who's 347?
That's J.A.
That's J.A.
Okay. 219, who is that?
That's Linda.
That's Linda.
Okay, and 513, who are you?
It's Romeo D. Natty.
Ooh.
Okay, are you? Okay. So you a listener then, brother.
We may not know him, but we could pick
that. I'm a listener. I'm a poet, though. I specialize in sense of love and erotic poetry, but I'm a listener tonight.
Well, we appreciate you listening because we got so many people. We can't really preach you today, but you can definitely get back with us.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to put myself back on mute.
Okay, I got you. Okay, 832, who is that?
That's me all day, every day.
Okay, well, you know, that's it. That's who we got right now. So,
we're working with, and we take it from there.
Yeah.
Right, because you said you broke it down, and you got some people coming in later. I hope LM comes on.
I bet you do.
Yeah, I do. I want to see her. I definitely want her to come on. But anyway, you know, I got this soft spot for her, you know.
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah, you should have known. Okay, anyway. All right, so, TL, go ahead and do your thing. Let's introduce this. Oh, yeah, it's hard, but check this out. Go ahead and introduce this
personal business.
Now, y'all know this is fucking Word Sexy Radio. Y'all know I'm going to go off. Y'all know that. Y'all know how it works. So if you wasn't ready for this, you just don't be on here. But anyway, I tell you what, this is how we're going to do this. I'm going to let TL kind of start it up because I know all of y'all have this great book out. And once y'all talk about the book, then y'all can take it from there. We'll just get your individual stuff and go from there. Because we got a whole another hour and 45 minutes with y'all, so let's do this. So
okay.
TL, go ahead.
Well, first of all, I want to introduce my two new people. We created a phenomenon. We thought it was just a regular title, but a phenomenon called Suspect, a Confessional Anthology. And the center around it is, you know, it's Christmas Eve, and normally you would think people would come to church, you know, for new blessings and new tidings. But not this church, and not my seven authors that I picked.
Like, not our people.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, our people don't roll like that. So,
good God Almighty.
With that being said, I want to go ahead and introduce Linda Watson and J.A. Gardner and kind of allow them to tell their side of the stories and how they feel. And
Wait a minute. Before you let them speak, let me say this. Y'all freaks, ain't y'all? I know it. Y'all be damn freaks.
You don't want to really, if you pissed us off, don't come in a dark alley with us. Actually, the lidded alley is bad. Any alley is
okay,
not a good
go
alley.
Ahead. Y'all go ahead with y'all. Go ahead.
So I don't know who wants to speak first. J.A., because this is actually your first novel, I'm understanding. And all of the stories were great. I don't have a favorite story, but I have favorite parts in every story. So. And it came together like nothing.
Like blood.
Literally, it seemed like we were all in a room for about 3 or 4 months and came out with a simultaneously story, and there was not one phone call. So I'm just phenomenally just, I would say blessed, but suspect is, you know, a little suspect. So, but it was just wonderful. And it's nominated for a short story anthology for AALAS. Awards, so I am so happy.
Oh, well,
yes, J.A., tell us about yourself.
Congratulations,
all right.
By the way.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
So So you just corrupt always around. I like that.
So,
hey,
Jay.
All right.
Okay. Hey, now.
All right. So my story is State Street, and it is my first story, and I'm thrilled to be part of the group of writers and authors. It is a phenomenal experience for me.
No.
Okay.
And I haven't been doing this very long. I guess I've only been doing it, writing on and off about 10 years. So having this opportunity is really, really fabulous. And the stories have come together so well. I don't know if I have the words for it as an author to say how well it's gone.
Wow. Well, you know, another number just came up, and I don't know. It doesn't have enough numbers for some reason to be a phone number, but... I'm gonna open it up and I'm gonna see who it is. Person that's here with this weird number, who are you?
They're not talking.
Okay, well, we'll just.
Hello?
Who do we have?
Good evening, Noah. Hi, Rick.
How you doing? Is this my girl?
No, this is Toy. This is Toy Honey.
Oh, Toy. You always seem to make it in. I don't know how you do that all the time, Toy, but that's okay. You want to hang around?
Oh, I was just calling in for a minute to support. I just took a quick break from putting the finishing touches on my book, so I got to get back to work.
Oh. Okay. Well, we'll let you listen because we got these crazy people on here, and they need all their time. So we're going to let them go ahead and talk. But thanks for calling in, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, y'all go ahead, Phoenix, because I know y'all want the floor, so go ahead.
I just wanted to say right quick.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to say, this is J.A. again, I just wanted to say right quick, my story within the anthology is a story, a girl meets girl kind of story where and there's a whole aspect of revenge and someone has to die because someone has been hurt.
Well, it wouldn't be right from y'all if nobody didn't die, especially with Gina involved. Somebody's got to fucking die. That's just how it works.
That's it.
That's how we roll.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Good.
And then we have.
So let me ask y'all this. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to go ahead and introduce Linda Watson.
Okay.
And she's going to tell us about her experiences. Actually, she has written a couple of books, so she's probably going to expound on more on her writing experience. But her book was awesome. Her story is awesome as well. So, Linda?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
J.A. Gardner, very humble and thankful to be a part of this anthology. It's great, exciting. Looking forward to future opportunities with you guys. I have written one book. I'm actually working on the sequel. My first book that I wrote, Necessary Measures, it was a suspenseful story, and it has a murder as well. It's about four girlfriends, and one of the women is abusive marriage, calls on her girlfriends to help her get out of that situation. So the only way they know how is to create a crime. Now, my short story in the anthology is surrounded by Alexander, and Alexander, he's a ladies' man, and he has four or five women. And there's a murder as well, and one of these women is looking to take him out. It's a great story to be a part.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Was there like a sex scene and then a death where he's having an orgasm and he dies and shit? I mean, because that's the only way I can understand for you, because y'all, this is how y'all do.
What you trying to say?
Y'all having sex and... You hold them up on the window
while you're having
an orgasm or some shit. I don't know.
So, yeah, but I can say everybody gets some, yeah.
Okay. Okay, well.
My character didn't get it on.
Before you die.
My character didn't get it on, and my character didn't die.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's...
We don't know, but it's probably the only murder that didn't happen in the book, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, there are some twists and turns.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't say it wasn't twisted. I'm just saying he didn't get any.
And that was the that seemed to be the problem in your story.
How did y'all come up with the concept, though? I mean, this is a great concept. It's different, of course. And with everybody being demented and dark, you know, I think that's part of being in theme sometimes. But how did y'all come up with it? And like you said, none of y'all came up with this stuff until you came together afterwards and not even really conversing and coming out with a great book. How did y'all do it?
It's hard to say because it all just flowed. I don't know. It all came together so seamlessly. I mean, it was kind of scary.
It was
really?
A little scary. Yeah.
You sure you wasn't high and y'all just forgotten shit?
No, that's how we come up with our book covers. That's not how we come up with our stories.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Book
how
covers,
cover?
Maybe.
Let's talk about
stories,
that cover because
no.
That cover is. That damn cover is off the chain.
Yeah. But basically, Gene and I kind of sat down, and we talked about doing an anthology, and we would just throw ideas around. And if Gene would throw out an idea, then I would kind of one-up it or just expand on it. And she's like, ooh, you demented. Or I would throw out a idea, and she's like, ooh. And we do this, this, and that.
She
and then it
demented?
Just kind of.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. I'm
going
to let you tell
a story. That don't surprise you, do it?
No, you know we live in the same city, right?
Oh, y'all do. I didn't know that.
Pay some child support, DV. Anyway.
See what I tell you about that.
So, you know, it flowed. It just flowed.
I mean, even
after
the cover
came
together without much thought.
Yeah.
It was kind of, I'm telling you, it was kind of spooky, like it was meant.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure it was because y'all are some phenomenal writers, and I'm sure that it was meant to happen.
Yeah. I think actually it's just probably the respect for each other. I mean, even with J.A., I kind of read her 300 words, and I was like, ooh, this would be good. I told people that, you know, you need to just be out of the box, but I didn't. We created boundaries. But with those boundaries, it's like write something that's completely out of the box or something that you wouldn't normally do. And with those boundaries, it flowed. It wasn't even hard to organize the stories because if you read it, it actually reads like one complete story. Like this one man had a hard time this one day just watching his church with all of these crazy people walking in doing stuff.
So, well, this kind of reminds me of I don't know if you guys remember this movie, Heavy Metal, that came from the, you know how they had the different stories that came together, it was all cemented, and they all had some kind of a connection, some kind of way, but it was just different stories. You know how they did Heavy
yeah.
Metal, if you all remember that?
Yeah.
I guess I'm telling you what I am. But anyway.
No, that was before my time.
Yeah, okay, you're right. Sure, okay. Come on, don't even try that with me now.
He played you. He like.
But anyway, so I mean, it's great. I mean, it's good that the minds can come together and create such a marvelous book and be able to put it together and not really put a lot of thought to it, but it just kind of just like it have that meant to be feeling, and that's great that you could do that. But people
yeah, it
that
had a life of its own.
Time.
Right.
So have any of you came together and met since the book?
No. Well,
I met a couple of them at the white party because
yeah.
Michelle, who's going to be there, be at the 9 o'clock, and J.A. came down. Jean, you know, always in Houston, and she was looking for you, but we ain't gonna say nothing.
Yeah,
baby.
I sure was. I had brought a washcloth and everything.
Actually, gonna wash your ass. Okay, I got it.
But yeah, other than that, that was the only time that we really just met. Everything just flowed together. I mean, even the editing pieces of it, everybody working and respecting everyone's time, you know, just it flowed. So it was just meant to be.
And
I met
Linda Watson earlier. In fact, we met at NBCC, and I was looking at her book, and she had a little revenge and stuff going on, and that makes you my kind of people. So when so when we got the anthology idea, I actually gave her a call and said, I think you should look into this. And say, thankfully, she did. So
it all
worked out. I'm telling you, it was just
great.
Yeah.
Like karma, fate, something.
So y'all going to come up with Suspect 2 or some other name, too, or something, and just keep the shit
going? We're coming up with something, but I'll tell you that in the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah, we working on
it. I'm saying, I know one thing, man. When Christmas roll around, I ain't going to be near one of y'all. That was like the worst holiday ever.
But
I'm
that was
like,
one of the best
God.
Reviews we had, but somebody said they'll never look at Christmas the same. So,
that's what I'm saying.
Well, I'm going to stay away from everybody around Christmas time.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, hey, we celebrate Hanukkah.
I've heard so much about it, and I definitely want a copy, so I'm going to have to get my copy. And, you know, I heard so much about it, and, you know, it's a great, because I know you guys, so I knew it had to be great. So I'm definitely going to go in and get my freak on reading some crazy shit. And if you're talking about Christmas and all that, that's, oh, yeah. Some demented Christmases, yeah. Okay.
So the other half of our group is going to be on in the 9 o'clock. And there's, so I want to talk about somebody who's supposed to be writing and not traveling and losing weight and looking like Big Pimpin' and trying to be all hot and sexy.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to let him talk and tell people what he's supposed to be doing or doing.
Well, what had happened was.
Expect a lie.
Well, first I'll start just to talk about the current book that's out. Broken Gems. It's one of those, I guess you can call it slightly twisted. You know, it's not as bad as most of the Beautiful Women of Beings.
Wait for it.
I don't know how he can make his mouth say these words. But
he hasn't met you yet.
Okay.
That's all right.
There is some sex. There's some murder. There's some revenge. Plot twists, you know. But it's good stuff. You know, it keeps you, you know, interested in. There's a lot of drama and, you know, people get addicted to it, like a soap opera, which I like. It's not as dark as, you know, these ladies. However, I am writing the sequel, TL.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I am writing the sequel, and the sequel is actually very dark, though.
Yes.
I have been tainted by these women. I can say
he
that.
He has
no, now it's our fault.
Tainted.
Of course. You know, you all rubbed up on me, so, you know. you know, the sequel is definitely very dark. I don't know. I think with all the dead bodies that I've been around with all you women, and, you know. I don't know. I can't help myself.
Did some of the characters kind of make their way into your book?
Yeah, I have crossed over to the dark side, so.
Welcome.
Yeah, I was a virgin when I walked in. Now I'm just, you know. I am truly being now.
I remember when you was on the show before and you read a piece from Broken Gems, and the part that you read was so innocent and shit. I mean, I can't imagine what the fuck T-Blood was after the point. I'm not even going to go into that.
Thank
you. You know, the little girl was, you know, pissed off because her mother was dying and shit. I remember this.
Yeah,
so I can imagine what happens. We'll just leave it at that.
The response from the first book has been absolutely insane. That I can safely say. Fitting has absolutely been a blessing. I can say that thanks to TL and the family. You know, they've been very supportive and they have pushed me with the sequel. And, you know, I've been writing. And I want to make sure that I do everybody proud. So I have been writing. And it's been a hard job, though, because I have to live up to the first book.
Oh,
see?
He just saying that. If you read some bits and pieces, because I, you know, as the publisher, get to read some bits and pieces, he has not crossed over to the dark side. He jumped. Okay? He's flying deep dark in the dark side.
Okay.
Yeah, it's bad.
They my kind of joke.
I'm telling you, he literally, like you said, he was a virgin, and now he's just completely like he's been writing for Fee Inc. since ever. So this book.
How did it feel to fall into the clutches of
Kiel and Gene and get sucked into doing what you're doing, because that's what happened. They screwed you in, baby. What happened?
I don't know. It's the bad influence, you know. I don't know. I woke up one day and said, you know what? I started drinking the Kool-Aid. You know, it's the CE cult that did it. And
I blew Kool-Aid.
Man, you better watch out. You better watch out for that Kool-Aid, because you know somebody.
I gotta tell y'all, you know, since I became a part of the feeding family, you know, I've lost 65 pounds. I had hair down to my shoulders. I done cut all my hair off. You know.
Uh-oh.
What the hell done happened? You know, I completely changed.
Dang,
you're looking sexy.
Yeah, yeah. It's a complete new look. So, you know, I could just imagine what happened when I actually go down to Houston. You know, it's going to be trouble.
Oh. Wow.
We will admit, we make dark look sexy.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
I'm glad that you made the changes, and I hope they were made because you wanted to make them and not because you just couldn't help your damn self. But
oh, God, you know.
Well, if you've been around Gene, it's because you couldn't help your damn self.
The heroine in my story in Suspect is celibate. How you like that?
I won't know nothing about the celibate part now. I mean... You got to celebrate these changes now, you know, and that's a great way to celebrate. I got to do the research for my book.
You decided to take the braids out. That's good, too.
Look, you got the research for your book. It's all research.
Myself, and I cut all my hair off as well, so. Good,
yeah, like, but Gene's character went to New Orleans, which is like the Vegas of the South.
Oh, my God. DB, what did you just say?
Huh? I remember Gene's character going to New Orleans, which is the Vegas of the South.
Uh-huh.
What happens in Vegas? You write in a book. That's all.
That's what I'm saying. Change the characters. Maybe change their genders. Maybe a race. And there you go.
For species.
No. Well, let me ask you. Let me get a second. I know we're talking about that, but let me get off that for just a second and kind of go on your individual project. I know that the Gene, all your deck of card books are out there now. How is that going? Because I didn't get a chance to get the last one.
Uh-oh.
How is that going?
Okay. Now, you reduce it, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's why he not getting the last one.
What did I do, scare you off of the last one?
No, I just didn't get a chance to get it. I knew it was coming, but I didn't know when it came out. And I see that it was out because I've been checking on you. And it's been out for a minute. I just got to do it.
Now, I got a copy for you. I'll give it to you when I see you in St. Louis.
Okay, that'll be good.
Okay,
good.
I guess, look, my most exciting news is last Saturday at the Terry Vaughn's Green Room Actors Lounge, they actually acted out scenes from Ace of Hearts.
Oh, okay.
Which was a trip.
It was a trip
to see my characters up on stage. It was nice.
Wow.
Yeah, that's cool. What I said.
What about the
and everybody stayed alive.
Okay.
No.
Everybody. Now you know I can't do that.
Yeah, TL, you got to tell us about them boys and the Populous boys and Four Horsemen. I know you finished that up, so what's up with them? They gone or what?
No, they're not gone. And actually, that's probably what I'll guess I'll talk about that now instead of 9 o'clock hour.
You can wait if you want. I'm sorry. If you want to wait.
Yeah, let's wait. It doesn't matter. Okay. It doesn't matter because you're going to have Jazz Singleton and she's going to be off the chain. I said you're going to have Jazz Singleton, so she's going to be off the chain.
Okay.
But my boys are, the new generation is out, and they decided, you know, since they were big and bad and they had their very smart uncle, Mallory, kind of teach them everything, and Mallory controlled both heaven and hell because of the love triangle he had, so they have a lot of knowledge. They decided to erase his history. And, yeah, and we're going to see how that works out. The cool thing about...
Wow.
The cool thing about that is there is one particular young lady that pops up
named Madison Quaid, which is like an introduction to, I guess, a collaboration that Gene Holloway and I are going to be working on together. So I'm going to be introducing her. And so Gene is actually going to be writing in the Empire book.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you knew it was
coming.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
You knew it was coming.
I can imagine. Okay, so who else is here that we haven't spoken with? That's of the other authors, because I know we've spoken to two new authors.
Mm-hmm.
They're not new, but they've been here. Now, who else have we missed?
Did we talk to Amani True? Because she looks like she's on.
Is she here?
Yeah, she's here. I mean, she's in the chat room.
She's in the chat. I think she can come on if she wants to. That's fine.
Amani
True, but she actually wrote her book as, I mean, she used her pen name, Cynthia Highsmith Hooks. She was part of the anthology. She has been rocking and rolling with her book. So we got a veteran, and
you know,
veteran cut up
Amani,
just like everyone else.
I know her well, so, yeah, I know her well. And, I don't see her is she call in? Because I don't see her number up there.
I don't know, but I do see her in the chat room.
I'll tell her.
So we have her. We do have one lady that's not going to be able to show up. Her name is Loretta Kelsey. Childress. She's busy tonight. So she kind of wrote in the book, and she has a couple of books and stuff that's coming out. And then we have Michelle Daring, which you know her by Michelle Tools from the Daring Show.
Right.
Ooh, she actually scared me and Gene with her story.
Mm. Oh, God.
Is
she the devil?
Huh? How can y'all get scared when y'all are about to
do no,
she
we have him on payroll, baby. The devil scared of us. He's on payroll.
No, she came up with something that we weren't expecting at all, so.
No.
It was
which
kind of
made me have to change my story at the end because it would have been a little too morbid.
Oh,
damn.
Okay.
Like
yeah.
that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's scaring the two of you demons. I don't know. I might have to stay away from her.
She's so sweet, though.
So y'all just telling me that.
You back there, DB.
I'm carrying a bottle of holy water now.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
She is so sweet.
She is.
She's a beautiful,
you, man,
beautiful
these,
woman.
These authors are something else. DV, what do you think about it?
Think about what, man? It was so much talking, I could barely hear anything.
Okay, well, what do you think about these authors, man? Are they crazy or what?
No.
Man, it's not an or what. We already know. Anything that T.L. and Gene Holloway put their name on, number one, is going to be crazy. Everything that follows along that is simply icing on the proverbial crazy cake.
Okay, that's
got to be a crazy cake.
Okay.
Or would you rather have it, you know, cocoa for Cuckoo Puff? I mean, what?
No, I'd rather have cake than cereal.
All right.
Okay. Can it be a red velvet cake?
But see, now these ladies can all attest and to,
look, no, it's little black cakes that bleed out.
They can all attest to how nice it is to work with people who understand what we're looking to do.
Yes. You know, it's good that you guys are like people like you. That means that you guys are not that rare as you thought you were.
Oh, no. And actually, it, like I said, it's
scary. No,
I beg to differ.
We are rare.
Look, I beg to differ.
Mm-hmm.
So you're about
you
to get
you
caught
call,
now.
You call the rare people right now and see ink?
See, Red, you about to get cut. I'm about to step
okay.
back.
Okay, no, I beg to differ. I mean, point is, the first time we get together, we're up for an award. I mean, this doesn't happen every day.
Right.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
So I have to, look, argue with that fact because I really do think we're unique. Our writers are unique. All of the Ink family. Okay, if they weren't unique, they wouldn't be family.
That's true.
I hear you.
Okay. Are we paraphrasing here? Unique, crazy, sadistic, what?
Yeah.
Yes,
know.
We use synonyms.
Yeah, we're looking for polite ways of saying this. Yeah.
Allegory.
Okay.
Yeah, allegory is a good one.
You, so
you know. You look, you know.
So you, so y'all hearing that y'all may do a sequel or you may not?
We may have something in the works.
We have something in the works, so our writers are coming together doing a different kind of project, if that's what
right.
you're talking about.
Yeah,
but,
okay. You always do this. Y'all always do this. No one to tell nothing. That's okay, though. Because y'all
yeah.
like to keep it like that. I understand. I got you.
But see, if we're known as the wait for it authors, you're going to have to wait for
you
it.
You have to wait for it, bro.
Right.
Goddamn, y'all. Okay. I guess I got to
yeah.
wait.
Yeah. Because, I
it'll
mean,
be worth
craziness is not on tap. It's
right, and it will be worth
to.
The wait. Go on. You tell them, whoever that was.
That was very
So everybody that's in the chat room, everybody in the chat room, the authors that are actually on, because I'm trying to see if there's other questions from other people that might be wanting to call in for questioning or whatever, but let me see. We got some other people over here.
Well, I'm going to come on in at 9 o'clock, so I'm going to drop off. So
okay.
we can get some other people to come back in.
Well, I mean, anybody can come in. We got plenty of space for them. But the thing is,
okay.
is it's up to you if you want to drop or not. I'm going to do an intermission song in a minute. We've got like 16 minutes left in this hour. So if anybody wants to call in, the number is 347-215-8539. And it's the Word Sexy Radio. And I know a lot of people get kind of scared when they hear the words, Word Sexy Radio. Because they think it's always about sex, but it is. But we talk about other chicks, too, not just sex. So... just all y'all know. And then we got another number here. I'm going to see if this is another author. It's a 702 number. Do y'all, any of y'all have a 702?
Yeah.
That's Amani.
Is that Amani from Las Vegas? Okay, Amani, how are you doing?
Hey, Mr. Snapper, what's going on?
She's saying
good to have you. I hear that you're demented as well now. You can do so much shit. I love you. You do so much. Now you done turned demented. You've been the ink crowd.
Wow.
That's what I said.
They said this shit's crazy, so I want to know. Talk to us.
You know what? As soon as I saw this project with TL and Gene, I wanted to jump on board with it. It was a great opportunity for me to write something that I'd never written before and to just kind of stretch myself and just really, you know, grow a little bit and do something outside the box. So
well,
I was on board the first time I saw the requirements. So.
Right. Well, you're just an award-winning person. It seems like everything you touch, awards come with you or something.
You know, I'm
you
just
know,
trying to find enough.
I'm here that this book is going to be getting, it's up for an award, so that's good.
I know, right? Congratulations
and
to TL for getting us all together.
Didn't you won some stuff with your anthology as well, right?
Yeah, I actually have two previous AALAs for Strawberries and then... as a contributing writer for Tamika's anthology Between the Sheets, so this will be my third nomination.
I like that title.
Yeah. So you know, you just got it like that, and we're in an anthology together, I think, aren't we?
We haven't got finalization on that, so let's not jinx it. I did submit for that, and I'm waiting to hear. Fingers crossed, hoping so, but. Yeah, I'm really excited about that, and I'll see how it goes. That was a great opportunity as well. So.
Okay, well, we'll leave that where it is right now and see what happens. But I'm pretty sure you're probably gonna be there. But anyway, I'm just glad to have you on the show. I'm glad to have all of y'all on the show. And like I said, TL is trying to run y'all crazy people, so she's got certain people coming in at certain times and shit. But, I just like hearing y'all talk, cause, and when the second group comes in, if the first group wants to stay, you can. You don't have to leave unless
okay.
you just want to. I mean, we just want to talk to y'all and let y'all just kind of take over. Like I said, it's a P-Ink takeover, so anybody who wants to talk to any P-Ink authors, like I said, the number is 347-215-8539. It's World Sexy Radio. I haven't even heard DD talking about, which is unusual. And we also have the chat room as well, so... if anybody wants to get on the chat, it's open. I think the link is out there where you can get it. If you don't have it, you can get it on my site. If you go to my Facebook page, the link is there. And you can also get there as well. So I just can't wait to see what y'all going to do with this second project, because I know y'all got something that's going to be even bigger than this one. So this is just like a little trailer to see how it's going to be. I know y'all got some real shit coming out.
It's all hard on your brain, ain't it?
When y'all start talking about, we got this in the works, and we're doing this, and we got that in the works. When y'all start talking like that, I know. Okay.
Yeah. We're working it out in group.
Right.
Yes, we are.
Okay, so since y'all can't talk about that stuff, what can y'all talk about?
Well, like we said, we waiting for King Pimp to come in. I think his book is going to be done by 2013. And so,
Is it called King Pimpin', or what is it?
Okay, this is why, and we always give TJ a hard time, but he is the only pretty much man who's been able to sustain the insanity.
So what happened to Brooklyn Bourne and everybody else?
They could not sustain the insanity.
They weren't real men. I didn't say that out loud. I didn't say that out loud.
Now, see, I wouldn't even went there.
See? And see, he also has an inside voice that's not always inside.
let me say this, because I was almost with y'all for a minute, so am I not a real man?
No. Oh, you had, no.
Yeah,
apparently
not going there with his TV there. I wasn't even looking. He the one that started this, man.
Hey, Kenny, what's up, man?
Hey,
I'm not real.
Shit.
Hey,
we are not starting that. You and I had a different issue.
That's true. That's true.
They had nothing to do it right.
For those of you listening, don't think it was nothing negative, because it wasn't. Because if it was, we wouldn't be talking. But there's no way I can have anything negative with TL. Never.
Thank you. It had nothing to do with them other ones.
What the hell? What?
They just couldn't fucking hang. Okay, I understand.
Pretty much.
See, he has
wow.
hanging ability.
Oh.
Is that what that means? You got hanging ability, TJ?
Of course.
How'd that week go?
All day.
Every day?
So tell us, TJ, how do you sustain and hang in key ink? Because you seem to have it down pat.
Lots of vodka.
Lots of vodka. Oh, shit. Okay.
Vodka is the best type of water. But anyway, it's just being secure with who you are.
Okay,
maybe.
I know that's right. And
it's
please,
a lot of antidepressants.
TJ, I try to know you a little better, brother. I know that you can hang, brother.
And,
I know you, brother.
And
I'm
you know what?
Like,
it's valuing where your home is. That's where it is. That, you know, it's, you know TL. You know she's good people.
She's definitely good people.
And
she
don't.
And I know that they're great people, so, you know, hanging with them, I know it's rough because they can be on your ass.
And you don't fuck up. You don't fuck up home. You know what I'm saying? You just don't fuck up where your home is. That's all. And
well,
that's just
it. I'm also to say Lisa's out there. Lisa Terrell Perry, she's a great follower, and she's in the chat room, so we want to definitely say hi to her. Amani, you still here, right? Or did you drop while you're still here? Okay.
I'm still here. But I'm supposed to come in for the next hour, so.
Yeah.
Well, like I said in the beginning, and Theo's probably going to get mad for me saying it, but it's my fucking show, so I can say this.
I was trying to help you out, boo.
You can tell no sweetheart.
Yeah,
you
know you couldn't be nice,
man. Y'all could have all bombarded us. Y'all could have all bombarded us. Because y'all doing it anyway, so that's free ink. So I wouldn't have had it no other way. Y'all could have all came on in, and I could have been talking to LM longer and shit, you know.
Oh, see, that's his problem.
That's my problem. She's fine as hell. Anyway.
You barking up the wrong tree on that one, buddy.
I know I am, but she's still fine as hell. I can say that, can't I? That don't mean I'm going to get it. Damn. Okay.
It's just what
crazy. That's what we call them fantasies, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is how he's getting his orgy. So we work it out.
Okay then.
Just,
wow.
Okay. As long as you don't sleep with Gene, you will wake up alive. You sleep with Gene, you wake up dead.
You ain't lying. You be like, how the hell did I die?
But hey, is it all that matters? Is it worth
okay.
it? That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Is
obviously.
It
worth it, boo?
But obviously.
You said something, Gene, earlier that kind of got me baffled.
What?
How is one of your characters celibate?
I knew that would bother you.
How is that? I don't see how that can be. That's not
I had to come from a different direction.
Who? But she killed him, right?
Huh?
Was she killed? Or he
no.
killed her?
No.
Wait, oh, no.
That's
oh,
your first
no.
thought, that they must have died early because they ain't getting a...
Nope, she's celibate, and she lives to the end of the story.
Wow. And then when the story ends in the fade to black, she gets shot in the head.
Oh, we don't use guns. You know, we
oh.
kill what I'm, you know.
Yeah, no, I have different methods.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
well-researched methods that the
yes.
FBI are going to be looking for.
I mean, people actually call me talking about, I want to get rid of somebody, and I want to put in a poison, and it can't be sour, and I need to this. Why are you calling me? But I always come up with
that. Because you come up with it.
That's what I'm saying. Why you think?
Well, I have a talent.
Wow. Well, we got the chat room. We got y'all going on in the chat room, so... it's pretty interesting. Who's Cracker Jack? Is that one of the authors?
I have no idea. Cracker Jack been here from the very beginning.
I yeah.
know, right?
I like Cracker Jack.
Well, whoever
I don't even know how to take that.
I don't even know what to say.
Y'all don't know what to say.
Okay.
I was just, maybe I should have said caramel popcorn.
That's a damn terrible book. Caramel popcorn.
Hey.
So, yeah, y'all can't tell me what's coming up next. So, tell me this. Are y'all going to be touring as with the suspect authors, or how are y'all doing that?
I would love to.
Ooh, but that would be great.
I would love to, because this is a
crowd.
So
I
right?
think
Lord
this is just
mercy.
Me, and I'm kind of wishing, and as I'm wishing, I'm putting this out in the universe, so it'll work. I think we're going to work on our second project that we have, which will probably come out in 2013. And over the next couple of months, I want to kind of get a consensus of everybody, because not just the suspect people. I would rather have just like a Fee Inc. tour, even if we hit like 5 cities. I think that would just be amazing. And so I'm going to be working and talking to my authors to see, okay, if there's something that I can help them with where they can do stuff in their city, and we all just kind of migrate from city to city where we have authors, because, I mean, they're all over the place. We have Vegas. We have Atlanta. We have Connecticut. We have, is she in St. Louis, Michelle? St. Louis. We have Houston.
Chicago, New York.
It's kind of like we have to do some tours. And so I'm looking at, like, my budgets and everything to see in 2013 we'll have a tour. And we'll just make our tour.
Because I definitely want a tour, especially once the new book is finished and it comes out. Because, you know, the first time around I didn't really get the opportunity to tour like I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with, you know, finishing, you know, the third degree, you know, and everything else in life. But
you been in shit. You need to get out there.
Yeah, he need to get out there. That's what Mr. Sexy.
Of course, you know.
Yeah.
Now I can wear all white too, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what. This is what we're gonna do right now.
You can
got
do
another
things,
hour.
Man.
You got other authors. You want them to come in? I'm gonna do an intermission song real quick, and then after that we'll come back and we're gonna go raw, right? So any of that wants to stay for the second hour, you don't have to leave.
Well, that's how people get pregnant.
And just do your thing.
Now, them fight words, that's how you get cut in my book.
Uh-oh.
Trying to tell you now, Gene.
Okay. I'm telling you, she's cutting the cut in a heartbeat.
No, you get cut for real behind that P word.
Wow. So we're going to take it from here. We're going to do a little intermission, and we'll be right back after this.
Perfect.
Girl, you just don't know. Last night was incredible. Yes. Check it out. Last night, I felt the skies open up and rain down heaven. Last night, I felt the sun, the moon and stars come together. Last night, I heard an angel speak to me, said us forever.
Ooh, yeah.
And while we were making love, I saw visions of a tropical river. Last night I touched a dream. When you were here.
Coming in on the second hour. Well, I have a list, but doesn't mean it's going to be in that order. And that's good, because we don't ever do shit in order on this show. So that's just how it works. So everybody's back. Your mics are back on. If you got something to say, go ahead and say it. Is TL still around?
I'm here.
Okay. So go ahead and kind of open it up for your second half and see who's here and see what you want to do with that.
All righty. So I know my second half I have... Because, you know, Texas is so big that you need two women to hold it down, two divas. So is Jazz Singleton there? Jazz?
Yeah, I think she's is she here?
She's in the chat. So
she's in the chat room.
817.
We need her to come on. I don't see her number.
Okay. And then we have Armani coming in. And then we have Ms. Daring.
What? I'm here.
I know that's right. Okay, we got a 214 number just popped up.
214, that's Miss Singleton.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Miss Singleton, Miss Jazz. How you doing?
Hey, everybody. I'm great. How are y'all?
We all right. Welcome to Word Sexy Radio. We're glad to have you here. And this is Red Snapper. And we got DV Head here as well. I think he's still on the line. And,
we scared
we're
him
going
off.
On our thing. Is he
me off.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He's still here. I ain't gonna let y'all get in y'all little love quarrel and shit tonight. We gonna do
give
it
me
in.
Off.
And we ain't going in this strap on stick in the ass shit tonight, okay?
No, I'm bottom. I'll behave.
Because we knew you were going to talk about it. Yeah, we don't want to go there. All right, so what's going on, Jazz?
I am good. How's everybody doing?
No, okay.
I'm magnificent.
You want to get your end of the story here. Are you part of this anthology as well?
No, not part of the anthology. I had a lot going on at the time, and I wasn't able to participate.
Okay, so what's going on with you? Because I know you've been doing some great things.
I've been writing.
Huh?
If I can't do nothing else, I can take some pictures. But okay. I've been writing. I'm working on book two, and I have a couple of things in my mind that I'm working on.
Okay. I love how y'all keep shitting yourself. Y'all are really good. You know? All the other authors that come on here, they just blow, just talk all kinds of shit. Y'all just keep it to yourself. Y'all something else, King. I know y'all got that dictatorship now. That's what it is. That's what it is. Okay.
Dictatorship. All right. Okay. All right. I'm going to let you make it with that one.
No,
why can't be coochie-tatorship? Why got to be dictatorship?
Well, okay, it ain't dictatorship. What is it? Okay, coochie-tatorship.
Station, and I'm your host,
Sophia.
I want to give a shout out to
Okay, so we got something else going on here.
I'm hearing that.
Yeah, I'm hearing it too.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. Well, hopefully they're gone now. Anyway, all right, so Jazz is here.
Yeah, and then we have Michelle. Michelle is the I would say anchor story to the suspect, which completely just threw ours took it to the next level. It was getting there, but she just so I want you to talk to her about her story, and we're going to sit back in prayer.
Yes, I am here. Yes, I am.
Oh yeah, she is.
You are with your sexy voice. You come on with your sexy voice and tell us what's going on.
See, there you go. Don't start no stuff, Snapper.
Because I know you're crazy. I want to hear this demented stuff come out of this sexy voice at the same time.
I'm not demented. I don't know why you keep saying that. I am not demented at all. Did you read my story?
No, baby.
Why not?
No, baby. I didn't read
it. Why not?
Let's go.
Why not?
Tell me about it.
Well, no, I don't want to tell you about it. I want you to buy the book and hear about it, read about it yourself. You know, it's just like the Bible. It's something that you're supposed to learn for yourself. Something you're supposed to read, know for yourself. I can't tell you how good it is because you don't feel it. You got to buy it, read it, and feel how good it is. That's why we put the words on the paper.
You need to check that for me because you're the first time guessing the show. But usually authors send me the books, and then I have time to read it before I can do this.
Being it is eight of us, you want eight copies of the book. Is that what you're saying?
I don't want a free copy. I'm going to go buy it.
Okay, good. Do that.
I still want you to kind of explain something. You got to tell me something a little bit. You ain't got to tell me the whole story.
There's a murder.
So they can want to read it. Don't say
there's
it's murder. Everybody say that. I want something different. No, I don't want to hear the same stuff I've been hearing. Come on now.
Because my story is, like you said, like TL said, is like the catalyst to the ending of the book. It's real hard for me to not disclose a whole bunch of information. Very important. Hold on, wait a minute. Is DB saying something?
I'm listening to this verbal barrage.
Listen to this, man. Nobody
want to
tell us.
Bebe, you read the book.
Yes, I did.
You read the book, right? Oh, okay.
Yes, indeed, I did.
Okay, what's your favorite story?
I already told you. We had this talk. I told you what my favorite story was.
You ain't going to tell everybody else, huh?
No,
it ain't my story before Snapper even say something, trying to incite something. No, it's not my story either.
But,
it's not my story either.
But, like, man, Tia, your story is like 3 pages long. I know. This is it.
No, let me tell you, I'm the anchor because I had to change how I needed to do everything. Once you read her story, I could not patch mine on there like that. And I was accused of being called epic. She got off the line. I was accused of being Jean Holloway. So I was accused of being epic because all of my books are over 100,000 words, and I had a challenge to stick within the guidelines.
It was 100,000, but like I was like
when I got to it, I was like, okay, aw, it's over.
Damn. Yes.
You know, it's kind of one of those moments.
Okay, after you read Michelle's story, I couldn't do what I wanted to do. you can't do that. It would be Armageddon 3.
I was just
it would probably be Armageddon 3.
It would be Armageddon 3. Because Ian would have been like, damn it, I know what I said in Ephesians or whatever that chapter that I used. I lied.
Okay.
Genesis 2:1, I lied. I'm doing this again because these damn humans getting on my nerves. Boom, I'll create something else.
So let me say this so I can make sure I'm clear. Mm-hmm. The only way I'm going to find out anything is, like you said, I got to buy the book.
Right.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
That's the way it should be. Well, more or less.
I didn't say it wasn't, but I'm just saying.
No, it wasn't a dig against you, but, you know, for all those people listening, you know how it is. Got to read it to enjoy it.
Okay,
I'm the kind of person that, you know, you can tell me something, I'm still going to read it, especially if you give me some enticing things to make me want to go there. You know what I'm saying? If I got it, if you don't want to tell me, that's fine.
Do you want me to read a certain part?
No,
I'm going to go buy the book after the show. Matter of fact, I know it's a Kindle version, so I'm going to go ahead and get it.
Right. Put it this way. There are a series of tragedies. It's not an erotic novel, but there's definitely some tragic elements to each one of these stories. I'm just like, damn, aw, damn. You know, you're going to catch yourself doing that a few times. You know, I even call myself like, what the fuck? You know,
okay.
Like, huh?
I'm really saying, damn Kindle, print. Okay, you want me to go buy the book? I'll buy the damn book.
No,
okay. I bought the book.
Okay, but you ain't got to be mad about it.
My people.
I'm not mad.
Like,
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
you still can get it.
I'm
going to
get it. I just
ain't
going to be happy about it.
You get more money if it's a paperback, I'll do that. Whatever I can do to help Fee Inc.
Actually, all you had to do was just ask.
If that was the case, I want my money back. I bought it on Kindle and in.
And I can't redo, dude. I am not Walmart.
I got my receipt.
Wow. No refund.
You know what? I got my receipt too, but I ain't getting my child support.
The original version is not.
All I got to trade it in and get a discount on the next book.
No, DV. We just like Best Buy. We have a restocking fee.
Oh yeah.
What is it? 100%.
We got a restocking fee. How much you pay for the book? That's the restocking fee.
Oh, all right. I dig
that. Damn. I'm going off on a brother up in here. He talking about...
Nah, I'm going to go ahead and give it the Second Chance Books.
What is going on, Pippin?
is the money... Is the money true in the chat room or on the phone?
I'm here.
Amani, you there?
Say that again.
You said I got issues.
Yeah, when you told him about the Bible, so you got to read the Bible for yourself.
Absolutely. He does have to read the Bible for himself. Matter of fact, he might get the Bible after he reads the book.
He will need the Bible after he gets the book because he needs to see if it's accurate.
He's going to need it.
See, we just trying to help you out, Snapper. We trying to save your soul.
Yes, we are bringing souls back to the church before Christmas Eve.
That's what y'all
absolutely.
Okay.
Y'all ain't know
Christmas
Red Snapper
Eve
was a preacher.
York.
He was a preacher, pastor, bishop, deacon.
He don't want to be the priest in the book.
One thing I do
we
more
see what happens to the priest in the book.
Say what?
I said you don't want to be the priest in the book.
Because
you don't
want to be that
priest. The priest in the book.
Well, I don't know what's in the book, though. Unless I read it, I
got
to
find it. Don't worry, it was a Catholic priest.
He was not Catholic. I do not play with Catholic churches.
That church was Catholic. They had
three
back there.
Can we at least get the synopsis of the book? Can y'all do that without telling the story?
Actually, I was going to say if you wanted me to read you something, I would. But you were fussing at me.
I'm not fussing at you, baby. Never. Never.
And I told you all you had to do was ask.
Okay. I'm going to ask you so nicely.
No, not to for the book, but you can ask.
Please read something from the book that I can get that I won't get dogs or not time to get. I am going to buy
the book.
Have
your book handy?
We'll say what?
Huh?
You don't have your book handy?
No, give me a second. I'll go get it. It's sitting up there.
I'm gonna
I was thinking that one of the hosts that got a copy of the book in two formats would have it handy.
I already read the book. What do I need it for?
Oh, shit.
Wow.
And on that note, I'll go get it. I'll be right back.
That's a Batman sounding for you, boy, I tell you.
Ooh, see, this is why I love Michelle.
Normally, before a show, I usually try to get at least a book read or at least some people together so I can talk about it. So I do apologize. But I knew y'all was going to come in hard and strong like he ain't always do. And Michelle just hit me with me. She just threw rock ball at me. And I guess I deserve that.
No, well,
yeah,
because
you read the book with the two sexist men talking about, black women ain't shit. You read that book, though, didn't you?
Oh,
okay, cool. I like all that other stuff, but you didn't read all of
it. Like,
because...
Wait
a minute. Hold it. Wait a minute. I didn't read it.
Oh, shit.
You had highlights and everything. Let me give you a quote. It's on page 47. You said, but you didn't read our book? Really?
You know, Sammy,
I'm hurt.
Why
are
you going
Snapper?
Off on me? Why
I'm
are you
hurt.
Doing that to me?
I'm hurt. That's all I'm saying. You might end up in the next book. I'm just saying.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to need you not to kill off blocked hosts, please.
What? I'm not killing off nobody.
We don't mess with Jesus. We don't mess with God. We don't mess with blocked hosts.
Hold on. Speak to yourself. Speak to yourself. And I told you. Now you stepping on toes now, TL.
Okay, I'm going to shut the hell up. I'm shutting the hell up as we speak.
Oh.
I am shutting the hell up.
My soul has already been signed.
Your soul has been signed.
It's been signed. It's just waiting on my clock. That's all. It's like, yeah, okay, we know she's coming. We know she's coming. It's good. I can't even pray out of that one. It's all good.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
So, DB, what do you have working on?
What am I half working on?
Yeah,
she's
half working
on.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Oh, my God.
We got a title yet on something that we can look forward to reading?
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
No, I kind of like how the show just switched around.
It's called A Daring Mouth. Picking Chicago, who talks too much? I basically just got it down right now.
Wait a minute, what happened? What is Master just saying about me?
He's saying, Master. Okay, you know what?
What? What did I do?
What did you
I
do?
I just asked a question.
I don't have no bail money. This is not the 15th.
Oh, shit.
You don't need no bail money. I asked Stevie what he was working on. He's a very good writer, and I'm looking forward to reading something from him soon. So I had to ask.
Okay.
You know, I used to have a show myself, so I know how this thing goes.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I don't doubt that. I really don't.
So, Snapper, are you still working on that relationship book?
Can I read? Don't answer that until I finish reading.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead. Don't answer that. Can I read?
Oh, God.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Y'all told my ass to call in.
No. I need you. I need him to go get some Band-Aids for the cuts. And so while he going to get the Band-Aids, I'm going to read. Because you slice them, honey.
Just say it. Okay.
All right. So this is, I'm going to read bits from each of the stories. And like I said, these are like my favorite parts of each of the stories. And this one is from Red Snapper's favorite, Ellen Blakely. And the name of the story is Sorry. I'm lying here naked, sodomized, raped, bludgeoned, coming down from a heroin binge with no fight left in me. Just before I took my last breath 3 hours ago, I could still hear the voices lingering in the background of the church, disguised as one of the highest, one of the adored and most favored. Both men, ashamed of infidelity, were fueled by the power that they had over me. Their breath was hot, poisoned by Jack Daniels that they faithfully yet secretly drank from their flask. Who would have ever thought the church where my mother abandoned me on that cold day, cold night, the day after Christmas, would be the place where I take my last breath? There you go.
Interesting.
That's... I'm giving you reasons why to buy the book. One of the reasons. Oh, I'm scared to read Michelle's, but I'm going to still read some pieces sometimes. Where he is. Go ahead and cut him now. You can cut it, Michelle.
No. Y'all wanted me to be quiet. I'm going to go ahead and be quiet.
No.
No, the next part of y'all
is like, nobody said they wanted you to be quiet. Go ahead and read that story.
Y'all know somebody y'all asked to invite me to.
Oh, you can read us that stuff from that new, you know, that new joint you're working on.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Has it got a title? What's the name of it? How many words you got? What's it about?
I got 4,000 words. Damn. I mean, you got. I got a title too.
I got about ten times that.
But at least I can answer the question
words.
When asked.
That's because
at least
I don't
I
have
answer
to.
The question
I
when asked.
Guessed.
I ain't
to guess.
Stutter. I ain't got to have peanut gallery laughing just to, you know, fill in airtime because I'm trying to come up with an answer.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I ain't to guess.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
4,000 words. So you writing a short story? Was it a blurb? What is it, a blog? It's got to be a blog with 4,000 words.
I'm not done yet. I'm trying to figure out what new characters I can put in there and kill off. Ooh, I'm sorry.
Or new words.
I just thought of somebody. Huh?
I said, or new words?
Yeah, you are my dictionary.
Okay, y'all ready for the next 50 words I'm going to read?
who's area code 214?
214? That's Jazz.
Okay.
That would be me.
Okay.
Huh? That would be me.
That would be me.
Okay, so this one is Murder in the Sanctuary by C. Highsmith Hooks. Droplets of blood trickled from the open wound at first, but then stopped altogether. Within a few short moments, a faint crimson halo began to form around the dead man's head. His face was totally submerged, and only the backside of his body was showing. His arms floated up to the surface and stretched out either side, making the body resemble a T-shape. A tiny clump of dried blood, barely visible, marking the precise spot where I struck him. Y'all can continue
that.
Up on
I like that.
Yeah. Dead. All this is happening in the church.
I know. It's great.
It's wonderful.
Oh my God.
All on the same day.
Rough day for that congregation.
That was another question I was gonna ask. Was there like any correlation? You said it was correlation with all the stories, so all these things happen within the same time period or
basically the setting of the story was it happened, you know, present day in 2000 in Portsboro, New York. So if anybody's familiar with Jean's books, that's kind of where her settings of her books are. And there was a certain gentleman who came down from heaven to visit this one particular church because he felt disconnected from his creations, his people. So little hip-hop God, which, you know, if anybody read Coffee Confessions or any of my books, my God is down to earth. He's down with his people.
And so he came down to visit and kind of help this church because they were kind of in a little disarray and they needed a break. And so he said, look, I'll take over for the day, you know, into the night on Christmas Eve so you can be with your families. And so all of this happened that night.
Okay.
Yes. At Trinity Church that was not Catholic, because I don't play with Catholic Catholicism.
Okay.
I know I'm going to hell, but it's some levels.
Does any of your authors have area code 951?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Okay, I can ask. There might be just some other
listening. Listen, yeah.
This is World Sexy Radio. State your name, where you calling from.
This is Imani calling. I had a phone die on me, so this is my back phone.
Who is this again? I'm sorry.
This is Imani calling on a different phone. I had a phone die on me in the car.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, we're glad to have you back.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. So, are y'all going to continue or... You know,
like I said, we're coming up with another. I mean, you know, this book is great, and I don't think there could be a two for this one, because just kind of the way it ended, I don't think it could be a two. However, just the thought process and how we all work well together, we're coming up with another one, and I'll give you the it's working title now. It's called The Seven Deadlies. And it should be coming out. I really would like for it to come out by Christmas, but I'm not going to push it because I want them to really just kind of come out the box with this one. So, definitely.
Well, you don't think they came out the box before, and you think they're going to really come out this time?
The box is bigger.
Okay, Tia, like, here's my question.
Yes.
Like, how did you come up with the name for the book, Suspect? Because it seemed like during the course of the book, there were some victims, there were also some perpetrators, you know, some villains. So how did you come up with the concept of suspect?
For some reason that title just stuck. We Jane and I threw some other titles out, and it just, that title just stuck around. And it's kind of like, who's the suspect? And I guess it wasn't like suspect the noun. It was more, this whole situation is suspect. You know, this whole church is suspect. So we used it not like a noun. Because, I mean, we constantly use that all the time. Oh, my God, you know, he's suspect. He's a little touched, you know, he's special needs. And so that's kind of how, and it just stuck. Because, you know, we were throwing things around and it just stuck and it wouldn't go anywhere. So it's like, okay. And so then we had to put like a confessional anthology because... Although it was a great title, it wasn't telling you anything.
Right.
But the title just stuck. And you know how you have, like, names of characters or something that happens, and you can't come up with another kind of idea because that one just kind of sticks around?
Right. It resonates with you. You feel it.
Yeah. And it was suspect.
But I think the title was good, though, because I'm sure there's suspects in each story that's doing certain things that, you know... I mean, I'm sure the title fits for what I'm hearing.
Because, just like when people say they're not going to look at Christmas the same, it's like, ooh, Christmas is suspect. You know, it's just everything kept clicking.
Right. But, you know, there has been several twists on how Christmases have been, and I'm sure you guys, I'm definitely going to pick up this book so I can see how this fucking Christmas happened over here, but I'm going to get it. So, I just think that it's been great. And what I'm going to do, we got 35 minutes, and since there's so many of you all, I want to kind of give you a chance right now to kind of tell what you all individually going to be doing in the future here, if you're going to be doing any book signings or any tours or anything that you're going to be doing, kind of let people know where you're going to be at. So however you want to start that, TL, you can go down your list of people and have them, you know, kind of do that.
Michelle, are you on?
Yes, I'm here.
Tell
but yourself. I mean, I've already talked about what I was working on. Thanks to DV. Love you, dear. Appreciate it.
Or more like no thanks.
But yeah, I'm working on I was gonna do a novella, but I was told by the publisher that I have to do a novel. Novella will not suffice.
No.
So I'm working on a novel, and hopefully I'll be, you know, part of the next anthology. And then I'm doing a couple of things with my brand, The Dance Show. So I'm busy.
Okay, so you're not gonna be touring. You're just gonna be just writing.
I'm gonna be writing. Yes.
Okay. Sure. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. We have Amani.
I have LABBX, Black Book Expo in Los Angeles, actually this weekend. I'll be down in L.A. for that. In September, I'm out to Atlanta for Lisa's Word on the Street event. For that, in between, I'm working on a political thriller novel, and I'm trying to get it done for the spring. So I'm working on that, and then going to come in the house and just go ahead and hunker down and get that done once I get off the road in September.
Okay.
Miss Singleton? Jazz?
Her number's still there, so.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm here. I just had y'all muted because I'm cooking. I'm working on a chicken tetrazzini right now.
When's that coming out?
It's going to be in the oven in about 30 minutes.
I'll be there at 20.
Bring some wine.
I'm gonna be doing the DFW Soul Fest here in Fort Worth at Doc Bookstop, which is an annual event every September. I'm doing that. I'm doing some poetry shows. And, of course, I'm working on the sequel to W versus R. I have a title, In Search of My IQE, and I am working on some other stuff as well.
Perfect.
Okay. Again, we are clueless, but anyway, all right. Okay, so.
I'm working on some other writing stuff that I just haven't. I'm working
it's okay.
on it. I know what I want to do. I want to do something toward domestic violence.
Okay, so I'm just saying with you. You don't have to really explain.
I've been on the show before, but I want to do something toward domestic violence.
Okay.
Yeah. So okay. I that's one of my things that I one of my charities that I like. So I want to do something toward that.
Okay, and.
Okay, is TJ still on the line?
I'm here.
Okay.
I am currently, like I said before, I'm just working on the sequel to Broken Gems. I haven't yet decided on a title. I do have a tentative title, but I'm just plugging away, and my goal is just to finish it, hopefully, by November. That's my goal, so that I can get this thing done and out by early next year, so that 2013, you know, I can be ready for our tour. So that's what I'm doing.
Perfect.
Okay.
Okay. Did I miss anybody who's still on the line? I don't know.
Yes, ma'am.
Who? I'm sorry.
I said DV and Red Snapper.
They got their last. They get the last.
We get the last 5 minutes. We're not
Is there anybody else? Okay, so basically, okay, so I'm T.L. James. I'll give you, I guess, a little bit more information about a couple of people who couldn't get on. So we have another lady named Loretta Kelsey Childress, and she has a book that's coming out called The Turning Point of Lala Louise. And she's going to be touring and kind of doing those things. Jean Holloway, like we said, went to the green room, and she actually did an acting out piece called Ace of Hearts. And so basically they have asked her to maybe extend it and kind of start working on her other books. So that's one of the things that she was working on, as well as we were probably going to be working on the scenes from Suspect. So that's one of the things that we're going to be doing in 2013 in Atlanta. Jean is coming out with her collection, that her deck of cards collection, which is going to be a hardback for 2013. And so we're kind of designing that big, it's going to be a big book, and it's going to be hardback. So we need to design a cover that's off the box, so we're kind of working on that for Jean Holloway.
So is that all the books in one hardback?
Uh-huh, because her deck of card series now is done.
Okay.
So her deck of card series is done, and it's going to be a collector's item because, you know, Jean also has an audio book of Ace of Hearts. And so we're going to be gearing up in 2013 to kind of start working on the audio book for Blackjack.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that all Jean's things? Yes. LM Blakely, I don't know where she is, but her book is kind of, she's kind of in the same situation like TJ. Because her book came out and it was strong and it was great, but it was kind of like a re-release. So just like TJ, I've been getting emails, and I know he's been getting emails, she's been getting emails about when is the sequel coming out. And so her sequel of Wicked 2 is going to be out, I think, on the 1st of January. And so if you were waiting for Wicked 1, that cover is going to come out, and you're going to know, wow, she's ready for this one.
Okay,
she's also going to be in the anthology.
Yeah, hold on for just a second. Somebody has their computer or something on. You can hear double feedback. Also, we got a 973 number. Is it one of your people? Hello?
I'm still here.
Okay. Everybody should be still here. I was just trying to find. It was a double feedback coming in. So, TL, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. You know anybody with a 973 area code number?
Not 3. I know
973. Can you state your name, where you calling from?
It's Lisa.
Who is this? I'm sorry.
Lisa.
It's Lisa. Red.
Oh, Lisa.
Hey.
Oh, okay.
Hey, honey.
Lisa, why are you trying to keep that low and stuff, girl? What's up?
Thank you. Look, yeah, I know. I just had to call and show love to all y'all. Y'all
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, boo.
Hold on a second, because I know you're going to talk about your World on the Street deal, so we're going to let you do that in a few seconds. But, Tia, was you done, or did you have anything else you wanted to say?
So that's about it for Jean. Like I said, the deck of cards book is, the deck of cards series is over. But like I said, to cascade into me, I'm writing the last sagas of the Empire, and the last one that's coming out is called Resurrection. And I told you about the new generation that's coming out. They decided that they were going to try to erase Mallory's history. And so with kind of the crap that they created, and they're thinking that they collected his soul before they actually deleted his history. So it's a little bit more murder and some other crazy things that are coming on. We introduce a character named Madison Quaid. And Madison Quaid is actually a pivotal character for the next series of books that Gene and I are going to write called Suicide Kings.
Right.
And so, so that's kind of what I was going to tell you, that Resurrection is going to be coming out. We're going to be introducing some new characters for Jean. And so she and I are going to be collaborating on, we call it Deck of Cards 2, the Tony years, which if you read Deck of Cards, you know that Siobhan had a daughter. And so the daughter's kind of going to be taking over, and we're going to be doing some 21st century stuff. And if you've read Deuces Wild or Full House, you kind of know that some of my characters had to take care of some of her villains. And so we had a great time collaborating, so we're going to be collaborating with that. And I kind of hope to kind of open this up to, like, all of the authors, so where we can kind of collaborate on each other's stories and just have a deeper connection with everybody's titles and everybody's stories, because that's the only way that we really kind of work, is that we push everybody's stories. It's not just mine or theirs. You know, I have 17 titles. I don't have 5. And that's just as important with everybody that I have. Like for the things that Michelle is doing, it doesn't matter if I do it or not. She's part of my family. So if I support, if she has a project and I'm not a part of it, it doesn't matter because she's a part of my family because of the suspect, so I'm going to push her. I do the same thing for Amani True, which is Cynthia. Whatever she has, I'm going to support it because she was in our family. And we just push that, and we push it across the board. And that's one of the reasons why Feet Inc. works. It's not the I mean, we have fun with dementia and crazy and all of that, but at the end of the day, we are a family, and we push we are a family.
Okay.
Yes. And I will see you in St. Louis.
I almost made it. I didn't get adopted, though. I almost made it. Almost made it in the family. I didn't make it all the way. But anyway, all right. So,
it was the DNA test. That wasn't me.
Well, I know.
It was that Y chromosome.
But y'all still part of me anyway, so I don't care.
We still love you, and we'll show you some love when we get to St. Louis in September.
Okay. All right.
We're going to St. Louis. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, we got that Fall in the Books literary thing.
Fall in the Books literary tour.
Right. So, if that's it for you for now, don't hang up, y'all, because I ain't done with you yet. I just want to give Lisa a chance to kind of speak on her Word on the Street tour that she has coming up in Atlanta. So, Lisa, we thank you for coming on for a few seconds. Can you give us a little bit on that?
Which one do you want me to give it to you at?
What do you got? Look what you got.
I'm doing it all for the authors. You already know. All the authors, we got 10 different cities, 10 different states in 10 different months. Holler, all through the, all through. We got ATL in September. We're doing Delray Beach. In November, we're going to Vegas. We're going to, oh my God, there's so many. We're going to Philly, D.C., Asbury Park, Las Vegas. I got so much Memphis, Alabama. We all doing them. We doing them. We're going to get everybody out there.
Okay. Well, that's good. And we really like the support that you always give to all the authors that are doing everything. You have your hands in it there everywhere, and we appreciate you. And I know all the authors here that are on the show appreciate you as well. Because, like I said, you keep us out there. You keep us people knowing about us, and not just in one genre. You go everywhere. So, you know, like some people stick with certain genres, and that's all they do. You know, urban or whatever, but you like literary. You like books. You like all of it. So I appreciate you for doing that.
You know I love you, Red. You already know. We coming
That's
your
right.
way. Trust and
okay.
believe. We coming your way.
That's right. So I'm going to definitely do some more touring. DV, you want to go ahead and kind of talk about what you got real quick? Because I'll be last.
All right. Well, my tour, and I did most of my touring over the summer, so the next actual thing that I got going on is the first week in October, again in New York. All next month is just family month, spending some time with the family. Mom was sick, so, you know, I had to go back home and, you know, basically, you know, to, like, taking a cruise with the family. So, you know, I'm like, September is just going to be my kicking it back month. But other than that, in addition to putting mood rings together, in addition to finishing off Valentine, it's just, you know, daily grind. You know, I sit at the computer, I write, I get up from the computer, and I, you know, get back to real life. So the event in New York is actually the last of the year when I get to buckle down and just write from the beginning of October to December 31st. So whenever, my philosophy is whenever it come out, it come out. I can't, I'm not going to rush it because, you know, when you rush something, there's always something else wrong. So I'm going to just go ahead and sit back. I actually, during the course of the summer, you know, like I said earlier, I actually got 40,000 words down, and, you know, I'm pumped about that, but I still got a lot more story to tell. So, yeah, like I tell Melody, when it's done, it's done. But, you know, I'm just having fun with it and doing the day-to-day and just sitting back and doing what I need to do.
Right.
Perfect.
Okay, well, and I know there was a question earlier about the relationship books. We're definitely still going to do that.
Man.
We're like, trying to get that for next year. We're not trying to put it out this year. We're going to get some authors
right.
that are really serious about trying to do this. And I think Michelle asked that. And, of course, if you want to be involved in that, you can. We just want to get the
I get nothing but bad advice. No, don't listen to me.
What?
I said, I don't give nothing but bad advice. Don't listen to me.
We want your advice, too. Bad or good. We're going to do it. Steve Harvey put some bullshit out. Why can't you, you know, mind it?
No such thing as bad advice. Just, you know, bad situation.
See, TL, now you're trying to give me a debt. See?
I wouldn't do that to you. But, Mom, seriously, we're gonna do that. But as far as personal projects, I got a couple of anthologies. I just came out with one with Amiga Keys and her company, Erotic Moments and Love, Lust, and Desire. That's out now. And got this thing with Fire and Desire with that's supposed to be coming out at the end of the year. I'm in that anthology as well with Omar Tyree and Tula Goss and a few others. Also, I just had Scandalous Motors 4 just dropped. So that's the last of that series. It's out there now. And, you know, I'm still working with the Petrulia ones and all that. That's a series that's going. And also with this Cursed and Nocturnal Seductress that we got. So those are two kind of paranormal sexual series that I want to kind of start working towards getting out after I finish all this Scandalous Motors stuff, which is at the end. So just want to take the genre into a different realm, kind of staying still erotica, but moving into some crazy shit. Maybe not as crazy and demented as you guys, but sort of close to that shit. So that's why, man. And I'm just going to start doing some touring again, too. Like I said, all in the books in September. So, you know, I'm gonna start getting myself more exposure and getting out there more so people can see Red Snapper instead of just hearing him on the radio. So we're going to start doing that. But so that's where I'm at. And, you know, we got like 18 minutes. So anybody else got anything they want to put out that they want to say, some shout-outs or whatever, we can definitely do that. And I'm going to ask this question because this is going on in the chat room. What is TL as the, what does that mean, the Cherry Master? Tell us about that.
What?
I'm going to send you the Cherry Master. So what the fuck is that about?
Hold on.
I ain't going to say what you said. She's laughing right now.
Because Hayes, Mr. Hayes said he was the only virgin in the group because he said that we are all wonderful.
Oh, okay, you know, that's just wrong.
And I said, quit playing. We bust those cherries already. And so I said, TL was the Cherry Master.
Okay. So you going to pick me up from the you going to pick me up from the airport, right, Michelle? When we have our talk.
I said, I love you. Keep this shit going, don't you? Keep this shit going. Now you got TJ talking about he's staying innocent and shit. That's impossible.
Right.
How the hell are you going to do that shit?
It works.
Very carefully.
Okay. You know, I have to see that to believe it because I don't think that's possible.
Well, it's all, we don't know what his definition of innocent means. It could mean he hasn't killed anybody yet.
Okay. Well, he's got some people buried that we don't know about.
But they still breathing because he put a straw in their mouth and didn't cover the hole with the dirt.
There you go.
You know what?
Mm-hmm. It's all about definitions.
I will still contend that I'm the only innocent one on the phone, but
I can't even finish the sentence.
Okay.
Thank you.
But, you know, we definitely love having y'all on the show. It's always fun when the whole Fiang family comes on. And we definitely want y'all to definitely come back. And, you know, we just like the flavor y'all got. It's different from other book publishing companies out there. Everybody's doing some of the same kind of stuff. Some people are doing some things maybe slightly, but you guys are so far to the left, I just love it. I love it because it's so different. And everybody that comes in, it's like a prerequisite. If they don't come in to the left, then they can't be there. I understand that.
To the left. Or you have to have a possibility to come left. Because like TJ said, he was a little, you know, wet behind the ears. He came hard
now.
Now, but wait. Let me correct that part, though. See,
She stopped at
wet. TL's definition of wet behind the ears was, you know, I didn't have dead bodies floating around and, you know,
yeah,
axe murderers and, you know, raping corpses and, you know. I
so
just had simple murder.
Process,
TJ? Now, I just had a simple murder in my book.
Have a floating body or some shit somewhere?
Look, I just had one dead body. Well, yeah, one dead body in my book.
He said,
you know,
wait, Will, you had to think about how many dead bodies you had.
Yeah, I had to think about it for a second. I had like one crackhead and a dead body. You know, and it was a little murder mystery. It was tame compared to everybody else. I felt like, well, shit, for the sequel, I had to step it up because, you know, it was like, damn, I'm like a little bunny rabbit and, you know, a den full of lions, you know? So I had to step it up.
Yes, you did. And you stepped it up.
Big time.
Yes, you did.
Okay, now somebody else, Jazz, said that she's the truly only innocent one in E. Inc.
Who?
Everybody want to be innocent. What is it with that?
Her name is Miss Singleton.
Yeah, look, we don't listen. We don't listen to Jazz.
Yeah, I haven't killed anybody.
Okay, you haven't killed anybody, but you came out with some shit that wasn't right. So you didn't have to kill my body.
Village are burned, and it's just as bad.
No, the stuff I came out with was it was right.
You saying that? Your voice too high when you said that.
Why she trying to sound innocent? Come on now.
No, I mean, I didn't kill anybody, so I am like the only innocent one in the group here.
Did somebody get their ass whooped in your book?
Nobody got their ass whooped in my book. No.
Did you have somebody going to some swinging clubs?
Yes, that's different.
You just as demented as the rest of them.
So you were asleep?
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question, Jazz. Did you do some research on this before you wrote it?
Absolutely.
We are not going to discuss research.
Any good author, we do research before we write it.
I understand that, but you don't ask about research on this show. Because, see, people got some issues with research, and after they read your book, they want to go, did you really do all of that? And
right. They want to know what
up that
character
word.
You are.
Now, I'm not going to ask whether you were, you know, swinging from chandeliers or nothing like that. I'm just saying, you know, research.
Who's got the issues? Is it DB Hint? I mean, who's got the issues?
Huh? Is it DB Hint or who? Yes.
We did have a 30-minute session one time on
we
the show.
We had a 30-minute session, and DB haven't been right. He haven't been talking right to me ever since.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
That's
and
because,
I remember
that's
that.
Hey, don't listen to her. She changed a lot. That's what happened.
I don't want to bring
what
it up. We only got 12 minutes, but I'll tell you what. It was definitely on the dark side about certain items being used in sexual activities and research. I mean, it was just crazy. Maybe.
Who are we talking about?
Did you jump off, DB?
No, I'm still here.
No comment
about what?
No comment.
You know what they was talking about. She was talking about the research, man.
Man, look, research
that,
is
right?
What it is. There's nothing, ain't nothing wrong with research.
Thank you.
All right,
I appreciate it. There's nothing wrong with it.
Now, you know the outcome. What happens after the research is done? You know that's entirely. You know.
You write your book. Is
right.
That's what happens after.
You know, if you indulge after you research, then it's not research anymore. Now it's just, you know.
No, because
that's
still research because you need to qualify what you found out the first time.
Yeah, once you already found out, you don't need to. Once you tested the theory, you can't like, I need to test it again just to make sure. That's not a theory anymore. Now that's practice.
We have started it again. It is starting up again.
I'm not talking. I'm not talking. I am innocent.
I got to tell all of y'all, I do love you all. I love what y'all do. Please keep doing it. Don't stop being who you are and doing what you do. If you want to be demented and crazy with your shit, do it. We just make people want to read something that ain't the norm. That's what it's all about. Coming up with your own flavor. And we're glad that you're doing that. And we want to continue to support P. Inc. and all the authors that are there. Those that come through for a minute and keep going or whatever and get that experience, is great. Because, like I said, your company is doing some things that other companies are haven't even thought about. And I like that. That's why I like having you on the show. I love the friendship. And definitely hope to get to work with you guys in the future. And that's it. You know, we just love to do that. So to all of you, I wish the best to all of the authors. And all of y'all keep on going in your careers. And, you know, everybody ain't going to like what you do. But as long as you like it, that's all that counts, right?
That's right.
Absolutely.
So, you know, that's the big thing. You know, sometimes we can listen to some of these critics that ain't never wrote shit, and, you know, they tell us that our shit's fucked up or we ain't got condoms and all our books and all this shit, you know. Because they know
about that. Yeah, but if they Satan, why they need a condom?
That's what I'm saying. It's fantasy, right? Isn't it fantasy? I mean, why do I have to say
that? Well, I don't know, to keep it from burning.
You know.
That'd be my guess.
Yeah.
But we're not writing a how-to.
Nah.
You're not writing a how-to, so you don't really need a condom all the time. You're not writing a how-to.
Exactly. And the reason why I keep bringing it up, because I'm still baffled. I'm not upset what they said. It's just the point that they actually put that shit in writing. You know, it just sets me up. It gave me a
Well, maybe they did it, and then they forgot because they were reading whatever you wrote, and they got caught up.
I think so, because they read all the series and said that about each book. But they kept reading each book.
Yeah, so they were using your book as a how-to?
I don't know what they was doing, but there was so much sex. Nobody was practicing safe sex, and they didn't put on a condom.
Yeah, they were doing the how-to. Don't listen to them. They were doing the how-to, and it didn't work.
Right.
Somebody got caught up and had to pay child support, DB.
Hey, I tell you what. You give me the key to the door, you can have all the child support you want.
Oh, I don't have no locks.
You a lady.
Hey, y'all tell you what there again. Anyway, we thank y'all for coming on the show. Please come back. Let me know what y'all got coming up in the future. And I know I'm going to see some of y'all in September at the Fall in the Books Conference in St. Louis. So I look forward to that. And I'm sorry I didn't look at y'all party. I definitely wanted to do it, but something came out I couldn't get there. But I tell you what, y'all keep doing them. I'm going to be at them. I heard the party was just off the damn chain. Y'all had Walter Mosley and all that going on down there. I missed it.
Yeah, Walter Mosley was at the conference. Yeah, and Michelle, were you okay with the look of that I made?
No comment.
Okay.
No comment.
All right, well, I got my license now. I know what was missing.
What are you doing? Are you starting another business?
It was straight liquor. It wasn't no fruit flavor. It was like, does all liquor taste like liquor? Yes.
No. What had
you
happened?
You need some more liquor. Here, let me pour some more liquor in there.
Yeah, and that's what we were doing. No, what had happened was I needed a sweet and sour, the condensed version. I didn't need lemonade. I needed some sugar. But if I would have had put sugar in it, we all would have been sitting up in Precinct 1 because we wouldn't have known that drink was that strong, and we all would have been fucked up. For real.
That's a good thing to say because you would have been fucked up. Okay. I wish I was there. That's all I got to say. I missed that shit. Anyway.
So I'm glad that it tasted as strong as it did because literally we would put some sugar in it. I think we still would be sitting at that club trying to sober up.
You know I didn't drink any of that drink because I already knew.
Yeah, it didn't look right.
Is that jazz?
I didn't drink. I made my own drink.
I had everything else off to the side.
Look, I knew you was aimed to get the people messed up.
Jazz, are you really innocent for real, baby?
Am I what? Yeah, absolutely.
You really innocent for real?
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, if you hear her going, you know why? Lightning then crept inside her house. Hey, damn it, something like damn, she got shocked indoors. Wasn't no storm outside.
Yeah.
I'm fine. I'm taking that to the grave. Absolutely.
That's my line. I'm sticking to it.
There you go.
I love it. That's what I'm saying. I dig that.
All right.
Keep the lie alive. Keep the lie alive.
No, I tell you what, y'all keep it going, Finn, because y'all got it going on, and we're glad that y'all came on the show.
Well, thank you for having us.
We will have this link so you guys can take this shit and spread it out to the world. Let them hear how y'all was talking to me on here and DV and Michelle getting on me and all that. And
hey, speaking of which, Snapper, when should I contact you on how you felt about the book?
I'm sorry.
Never mind. Go ahead.
No, I'm on Facebook. If you wanna contact me, I'm there on the Red Snapper.
Mhm. I know.
Did you need anything else? Another way to contact me or what?
No, thank you. I'm good.
Okay, I just want to make sure because he was asking. I just wanted to make sure. All right.
Oh, I'm good, baby.
Ooh, she said I'm good, baby.
I didn't mean it like I was trying to agree with you. I was just saying, you know, don't. I wasn't saying that.
She got that Louisiana came out of her. She said, I'm good, babe.
Yeah, are we doing Holloway's Halloween this year?
Yes, actually, we're going to take over another radio show.
Okay.
And do Holloway's Halloween.
Okay.
Yes. We're taking over a radio show and do Holloway's Halloween.
Okay. Are we doing the event?
Where Jean has to tell me if she wants to come to Houston or not, and if she does, because it's just me. We just need to get an event, and I need to figure it out, like, by next week so we can start getting it running. But, yeah. And she has some things that's going on with the Georgia Peaches, and she's trying to coordinate her schedule. And once she can get that done, then we'll figure it out. Or we can have Holloway's Halloween without her.
I'm down for a road trip.
Hey, well, you know, she's going to be up there with you in September.
Right, absolutely.
At the Soul Fest. So maybe we should,
yes.
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and let it go from here, but we thank y'all for coming on. And
Thank you for having us.
Looking forward to y'all come back on. And, of course, individually, authors, if you want to come on individually, you know you can do that as well.
All
right.
We got some slots from September to the end of the year, so if you guys want to do individual interviews, that's available. Just inbox me on Facebook. We can get you squared
away. Will do. Thank you.
All right, Chrissy. Thank you all so much.
All righty.
All right, everybody.
Thank you for having us.
Tune in next week as we'll bring it back again.
Cause it's all for you.
listening to me.